Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibben. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibben. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Clemente moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. one out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canizzaro. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-1 in the game. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Cranepool scores. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman scores. One out. It's 5-3, Pirates. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Wayne Graham now playing third base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Galen Sisco now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mota moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Verdon now playing center field. Manny Moton now playing left field. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bourque now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gram is 0-for-1 in the game. Gram hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mota. Gram reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Gram moves to third. It's 5-4, Pirates. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gene Alley. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.